In 2008, a photo would be uploaded to the internet that would spread so much misinformation and mass panic about sexual health ever. If you haven't guessed from that intro, we're talking about Blue Waffle. In September of 2008, the site Blue Waffle was born to the internet. And if you have no idea what this is, I beg you to remain ignorant. But Blue Waffle was an image of a lady garden that was supposedly carrying a disease known as Blue Waffle. Now, Blue Waffle could only be supposedly contracted by women because women were whores. But you'll all be happy to know there's no illness that can turn your genitals blue. Symptoms of Blue Waffle included burning, itching, discharge, and strong and strange odours. And people were genuinely concerned that this was a new disease going round and was getting people sick and was only targeting women. But you'll be rather happy to know that Blue Waffle does not exist. It was a made-up disease made up by some really probably angry incel in mummy's basement. But this Blue Waffle post would get spread as people would upload a photo of a Blue Waffle with the comment, "I bet you can't find this photo," which meant people would go onto Google, type in the words Blue Waffle, and be met by pretty disturbing photos of a lady part. Now, someone actually looked into the photo to kind of, you know, determine what was actually going on here, and it was revealed that this image was either completely photoshopped or the result of FGM, which is actually really sad and puts a whole other spin on this story. Now, don't get me wrong, while sexually transmitted diseases are real and you should get checked rather frequently, Blue Waffle is not one of those. You don't have to worry about your bits turning blue. Also, I feel like it would be wrong of me not to mention that in 2020, Kellogg's released a mermaid waffle and it looks like this, and they eventually had to pull it from shelves because of the amount of Blue Waffle jokes people made. I love the internet.